Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
How you liking my intro, baby? How you like that intro? Brand new, hot off the presses. That was awesome. I mean, come on now. The man who thinks that above normal, the man who thinks that abnormal stands for above normal. Your host of the Everyday Saturday Show, Sam Crowley. Oh, come on, man. That's new. Now, those of you may be thinking, hold on a second. What happened to the song? Fired up, fired up. Hey, I love the song. You love the song. We all love the song. Been using it, the Everyday Saturday song intro, for 6 years now. My buddy Chris Lambert here in Cincinnati sent me that when I was actually living in Pennsylvania at this time, at the end of 2007, 6 years ago. And I've been using it ever since. Chris is awesome. Thanks so much, Chris. Still love the song. It's just time for a little change. That's all. Time for a little change. I hope you like the intro. My name's Sam Crowley. Those of you that don't know me and you're thinking, okay, wild intro, weird dude, where am I and what's going on? You're at the Everyday Saturday Show, where we do think that above normal, abnormal stands for above normal. I'll get that right once in the next year. It's the end of 2013. You fired up? Are you fired up? It's amateur hour, though. It's amateur hour. We're going to talk about that. All the amateurs are coming out of the woodwork today and tomorrow and next week. They'll be gone, though. Don't worry. In about 30 days, they'll be gone. What do I mean by amateur hour? Well, first of all, let me set the show up. My name's Sam Crowley. I'm an ex-corporate slave, the guy that thought something really crazy, that every day actually could be Saturday, that you didn't have to work all day, all week, just to get 2 days off. And don't forget, you get some floating holidays. Somebody please tell me again. Somebody hit me up on Twitter. They defined what a floating holiday was. I still don't quite know what it is, but your vacation, your sick days, but make sure you don't go over that. You get the weekend to rest up before you go back to the corporate slave camp. It's well documented. 80% of the people in the United States hate their job. Hate their job. The other 20% are in denial. And then there's me. And then there's you. The people who make every day Saturday, or at least you're on your way to Saturday. It's nothing wrong if you're not there yet. Don't worry about it. You'll get there. You'll get there. So what do I mean about amateur hour? Amateur hour. It's amateur hour where everybody's making their resolutions. You know, right? I'm gonna lose some weight. I'm gonna quit my job. I'm gonna have a great relationship. I'm gonna make money. This is the year I do it. This is the year, Sam. Dude. This is the year that I freaking go for. I mean, I'm really gonna step out, and I'm just gonna make it happen this year. No more, man. Hey, I'll talk. See you next year. Nothing's changed. Why is that? Why is it? Somebody help me out. Why is it? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Why? Let me know. Why do people fail? I've got my own thoughts. I mean, I remember back in the day, I always relate this life, which is like a brand new life. I think I died and started a brand new life in 2005 when I told my boss I quit. Now, part of that brand new life was going back to the job and quitting again because I failed, went bankrupt, all that. You hear a number of podcasts. Plug into the everydaysaturday.com, everydaysaturday.com website so I can make sure I market to you. Yes, there's nothing wrong with marketing to people. I'll fill in all the gaps about the Everyday Saturday story. You can download also a free chapter of my book, No More Work Days, The Journey to Making Everyday Saturday, right there on the website. So do it. You know, give me your email. Don't be afraid to get a little marketing message in your inbox every day. Trust me, it'll do you some good. So I always relate back to my job, and I think about the days this time of year. Today is December 31st, 2013. It is the last day of the year. And if you're on social media, you're seeing everybody's Happy New Year. Oh, my new resolution is this and that. And I'm like, oh boy, you know. And I'm not a negative guy. I'm actually the positive guy. But I've seen it way too much. Back in the job, same thing. You know, we'd have the end of the year, and then we'd all have a pit in our stomach because we got to go back to work. Most people took the last week or two off of the year if we were, you know, doing good as a sales organization. If we weren't, and you were in management, you had to come in to show your face. You know, you just had to show up. Nothing was ever happening. We weren't productive at all, but you actually had to roll your lazy duff in there. The last thing you wanted to do is pull yourself away from family, drive into the office, hit the elevator button, ding. Get off, at least for me, on the sixth floor, walk in, excuse me, walk in. Hi, Mary. Hey, Sue. Hey, Jim. Happy New Year. You too, Sam. Did you have a nice Christmas? Yeah. You? Yeah. Family in town? Oh, did you do any traveling? Ooh, bet Mary did a lot of baking there, Jim. She's a great baker, isn't she? And you're just dying inside. And then you'd come back after the first of the year, and your boss, who's in, at least, you know, most bosses, stressed out, didn't enjoy their holidays, pretended like they did, probably drank themselves to sleep every night thinking about how miserable their life is, puts the good face, they come into the office, and they act all energized and ready to roll, and they've got their brand new plan for 2014 this year. For me, it was, you know, named the year 1998, 99, 2000. We've got a brand new path that we're blazing for the next 12 months, and we want to roll it out and energize you guys today. And you're like, oh, nice. This is so cool. It's last year's plan with a different year on it, maybe a different person given the plan, but make no mistake, the plan is about making the company wealthier, attracting more business, working you to death, literally, and then throwing you out to pasture the minute that you cannot perform or will not perform or just die of a heart attack on the sales floor right there or wherever you are. When you're an entrepreneur, it's a little bit differently because you have an opportunity to impact your life literally every day. You wake up, like today, December 31st. I don't look at this day any differently than I look at June 30th or March 31st. I mean, I literally do not look at the only thing I'm trying to do now is, ironically, I woke up today and I'm thinking, I need to spend more money today because if I want to purchase any additional software or video equipment or microphones or anything for my business, I need to do it today because I need the write-off. That's what I'm thinking today. This is it's the only thing that goes through my mind differently today than anything else in any other day of the year. Now, again, I never say any of this stuff to brag. I say this to compare my life to the way it used to be 10 years ago. You know, this time 10 years ago, I was trying to find a party, and it was everybody at work. You know, hey, what are we doing for New Year? Well, meet up at your and go here, meet at the bar. I don't even want to go out tonight. I don't want to be out. Why do I want to be on the roads with a bunch of drunk, crazy people or at a bar with everybody else that's drunk and crazy? I don't want to do that. Now, I'm not an introvert. I'm not going Howard Hughes on anybody. I'm going to sit in a hotel room for the next 20 years, but I just enjoy a quiet New Year's. You know, last year, I had a bottle of wine watching Psy. Is that guy's name that sings, oh, God, what is it? The stupid song that went crazy on YouTube. Hit me up. Let me know. I'm not going to spend time trying to rattle my mind. What is it? Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. I watched that guy on Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve thinking, wow, what an interesting evening. Everybody went to bed early. I'm sitting there with a glass of wine watching Psy sing Gangnam Style in Times Square. Something is incredibly wrong with this picture. I don't know what, but which one of these doesn't go with the other, right? But you got to hand it to Psy, if that's the guy's name. Dude made a killing on one song. I don't think you've ever heard from the guy again. I don't think that's a surprise, but hey. That's a great metaphor right there, man. Just keep milking that cow. Keep milking that cow. You got a product that's working, keep selling it, you know? You've got something that you're taking to the market, people are buying, keep selling. Don't leave the field while the harvest is going on, you know? Don't chase everything else. Stay right there. Psy, that guy was brilliant. He stayed right there with that stupid song for however long it was, a year, and made $1 billion doing it. Smartest thing ever. Right? Who cares? You want to call him a one hit? Well, that guy would gladly put on that white suit with that fluffy mink fur coat, whatever that deal is that he's got rolling out with the sunglasses, and shuffle from left to right across the state. He'll do it all day. He'll show up at your bar mitzvah this year if you ask him to, if the money's right. Okay? So I'm sure he'll gladly play weddings and holidays and special events for anybody, any time of the year, because that song is a cash cow for him. How did we get on that topic? I was talking about New Year's Eve last year at this time. The only difference is that's what I do. I go back and I think, all right, I need to spend as much money as I can, clear the books, and let's get going tomorrow, so we start brand new. But I really want to encourage you, the purpose of today's show, don't be an amateur. Don't get trapped into amateur hour. Don't go to the gym tomorrow just to go. Hey, truth be told, I'm on the phone last night with my buddy Bill. Bill Donovan. Shout out to Bill Donovan. I know he listens to the show. Because Billy's like training for a triathlon, man. The guy's already done it, like a half Ironman. And he's running like crazy. He's swimming. He's working out. I'm jealous. Billy's got it going on. He does it for like an hour and a half, 2 hours a day for the past 2 weeks. I haven't worked out because I'm bored right now. I'm bored. Full disclosure. Yes, Sam Crowley gets bored. I'm bored going to the gym. I'm bored doing incline, bench, tricep, sit-ups, pull-ups, dips, every exercise you can imagine, cardio. I'm just bored. I want to do something different. So after talking to Billy, I think I'm going to take up swimming and other stuff. I want the same workout. I don't want to lose my physique. I don't want to lose my cardio, fitness, and all that. But I don't want to go to the gym anymore, at least not right now. I'll go when I want to go again, when I get bored. If you've read my book, one of the chapters is titled, I Get Bored Easily. It's my whole life. When I get bored, I do something crazy. Not crazy, it's something different, you know? Every day is New Year's Day to me. Every day is a resolution. Every day I wake up and I'm a caged animal. I can't even explain to you. I don't know if this is the way you feel or not, but I wake up every day and I'm like a caged animal. I'm like that lion on the Discovery Channel, the National Geographic channel, where you know, he sees that wounded caribou limping around on three legs in the middle of the nowhere, and there's nobody else around. He's just licking his chops. He could barely even contain himself. He's like just approaching it and approaching, and then just pounces. And that's the way I want to go about every day. And if I get bored, I can't. It prevents me from doing that. I need something to keep me interested. Interested. For 2 years now, I've been working out at the same gym. I don't find that as interesting anymore. So I need to do something. I'm speaking to you. Help me out. You know, if you got great ideas for how I can continue to build muscle mass, maybe it's using my own body weight. Billy recommended that as well, putting some chin-up bars in my basement and doing that. Tweet me, at Sam Crowley. Hit me up. Let me know some ideas that you have. Use the hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday on Twitter, and I'll be able to search them out. I'm looking for great ideas for working out this year. I mean, Billy's going to do it, man. He's going to be in a triathlon. This dude's going to crush it. He's running the Flying Pig Marathon here in Cincy in May. I think that's when it is, April, May timeframe. But he's got it going on. He's got a goal. He's got a big, 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 big goal. I've got goals, but I'm bored right now with working out. And the only reason I say all of this to you is I'm not in amateur hour. I'm not saying I'm going to do this tomorrow. It might be January 5th. It might be January 25th. I don't know. I've got a new podcasting membership site that I'm rolling out February 1st for everybody. Teach them exactly what you're hearing right now. Teaching them how to do it, how to make money doing it, and how to change, really make a big, huge change in the world. Podcasting, getting your voice out there. All you need is a microphone. You know, all you're listening to me right now is a studio speaking to you, and you got to have a message. Got a lot of big plans coming up in 2014, but that never changes. It's not like I've got any big plans because the calendar says January 1st. So don't get trapped into that crap. You know, if you're going to a job, you're going to get the speech next week whenever you go back. Maybe it's January 2nd. Maybe it's January 6th. It falls on a Monday this year. You're going to get the speech from the boss about the new plan moving forward. Just understand one thing. The great Jim Rohn talked about, you better be making your own plans, because if not, you easily will fall into the plan of someone else. Okay? And trust me, that ain't the best plan for you, because it's just going to be enough to pay you so you don't quit, and you're going to do just enough work so you don't get fired. And it's the silliest damn relationship ever created in the history of mankind. So can we make a commitment to each other, me to you, that I'm going to find a new way to work out that doesn't involve the gym right now? I'll probably go back to the gym in the springtime. I want something. I don't care if it's, you know, working out shirtless in the middle of January when it's 5 degrees outside. If that's something that's proven that will happen, I'll do it, man. I don't care anymore about conventional ways to do things. I'm more actually the nuttier, crazier, wackier way to do something, I'm all for it. That would be a distinguishing factor of me doing something. If it was really crazy and I could get people to look at me like I just blew a dog whistle and they're turning their head sideways, that would get me to do something more. If I had to choose between two things, that would be the deciding factor. Is it nutty? Is it crazy? And would people normally look at it and say, you got to be out of your mind? I mean, if that's the case, I'm all in, all right? Hey, listen. It's been a pleasure spending all of 2013 with you. My commitment is to record a show every day of 2014. Just an FYI, we are moving hosting platforms for the Everyday Saturday show. Nothing to worry about. I'm going to keep you posted on the show. You may have to just go to a different page or subscribe to a different feed. Nothing changes right now. Obviously, you're listening to the show, so nothing's changed. If and when something does change with the show, how you listen, I will let you know. Also, if you're listening to this within the general time frame of this message towards the end of 2013, we're building a new platform on my website, everydaysaturday.com, so you can download the show right from there as well. Streaming, a lot of big plans. I mean, huge, huge year coming up in 2014, but it's not about me. It's about you. Get out there and make every day Saturday. We cool? Cool. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.